Florida's new election reform law is running into some serious roadblocks. The law is supposed to go into effect at the beginning of next year. The Justice Department has temporarily blocked it, and civil rights groups are taking the state to court. NPR's Philip Davis reports it's all because of a controversial provision that some fear will discourage citizens from voting.
Florida's new law was designed to make it easier to vote by mandating new voting equipment, by eliminating some primaries, and by posting a Bill of Voters' Rights in every polling place. But to the list of voters' rights, the legislature also appended a list of voter responsibilities. It advises voters that they should have identification, know how to operate voting machines, and be familiar with the candidates before they vote. Republican State Senator Bill Posey helped write the bill.
There's only 10 of them, and it's the kind of thing that if you gave any citizens group, any homeowners association, any Rotary Club, any high school class, and you said, hey, what should be the responsibilities of a voter? To show up at the polls at the right time, to go to the right precinct, to carry identification with you to prove you are who you say you are. These are common sense things.
The law doesn't actually require voters to fulfill these responsibilities, but they have nonetheless alarmed civil rights groups. Eugene Poole is head of the Florida Voters League, one of Florida's oldest civil rights organizations. He says the voter responsibility list reminds him of the notorious Jim Crow rules that were once used to keep Black Americans from voting.
It's nothing more than the old literacy test, the old poll taxes. When you got 10 responsibilities that a voter must comply with when he or she goes to vote next year, be assured that these people are going to be discouraged. They don't have time. See, that's why in 1965, when the passage of the Voting Rights Act, that's what it was aimed at, making sure that we didn't have those kind of barriers.
The list has also caught the attention of the U.S. Department of Justice. Their Civil Rights Division must approve changes in election laws in counties that have had a history of discrimination. There are 5 such counties in Florida. Last week, the department formally informed the Florida Attorney General that it would block implementation of the voter responsibilities list until the state provides detailed evidence that the provisions won't discourage minority voters. Civil rights activists, while hailing the decision, say the state could go ahead with the list in counties that are not under the Justice Department's purview. So this month, the groups filed a federal lawsuit to bar elections officials from carrying out that part of the law. Lead attorney Jonelle Newman of the Florida Justice Institute says the groups then hope to have the list permanently stricken.
We believe, on its face, the voter responsibilities list violates the literacy test ban of the Voting Rights Act.
Florida legal officials say they will reply promptly to the Justice Department's inquiry, which they characterize as routine. Paul Hancock is Deputy Assistant Attorney General for Southern Florida and an expert on election law.
The fact that the Justice Department requested more information about this provision shouldn't send any signal that it's discriminatory. It merely means that they believe they need additional information to properly evaluate the change, as they've asked for additional information about a number of changes.
Florida's top elections official, Secretary of State Katherine Harris, has not yet formally responded to the lawsuit, but a spokesman said she plans to defend the voter responsibility list if necessary. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.